This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is ordering the six groups in the legislative redistricting lawsuit to split the cost of the two consultants the court hired to review new options. The total bill is $128,000. The court ended up not having to rule. Governor Evers and the legislature reached a deal on new maps themselves. U.S. Senate candidates Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hovde will debate on Friday night, October 8th. The debate will be broadcast by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. Baldwin is a Democrat seeking a third term. Hovde is a Republican who ran for Senate 12 years ago. Lawyers for the Wisconsin Justice Department don't want people with disabilities to vote electronically from home this fall. There was a hearing in a lawsuit yesterday. The attorney general's lawyers tell the judge it would be confusing and risky. Voters with disabilities say they have a right to a secret ballot. The judge says he'll rule in a few days. Milwaukee is busy getting ready for the Republican National Convention. Peggy Williams-Smith is president and CEO of Visit Milwaukee. She tells the Milwaukee Press Club that hosting the RNC is already paying off beyond July's convention.
We will make an announcement very soon in August of an event that would have never considered Milwaukee without the expansion and knowing that we were hosting the RNC.
More than 50,000 people are expected to come. Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman says anything beyond lawful protests will not be tolerated during the Republican National Convention. Protesters have two outdoor stages outside the perimeter. One of them is within sight of Fiserv Forum. The RNC runs July 15th through the 18th. Debt collection on student loans in default resume in September. Advocates want the U.S. Department of Education to expand outreach efforts to borrowers who've fallen behind.
The Department of Ed is just missing a whole chunk of people. And so we really heard from a variety of outreach experts that you need to reach people through multiple mediums. So we'd love to see more texting and creative ideas like push notifications, things like that, reaching borrowers where they actually are on their phones.
Tia Caldwell is with the group New America. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Superior National Forest has been forced to close some of its areas due to the storm damage it suffered over the last week. According to forest officials, the emergency closure order went into effect on Monday as crews head out into the forest to survey the extent of the flooding and storm damage and take steps to minimize or prevent future damage in those areas. Officials are asking the public to be patient as they work to reopen access to the affected areas. A full list of the closed areas is available online. Firefighters across the state say they're seeing more wildfires this year than last, but fewer acres of land being burned. According to a WEAU report, through June 20th this year, the state has seen 774 wildfires compared to 592 last year, but the amount of land burned has decreased by about 60%. Officials say they're seeing more fires that start as a result of equipment use like lawnmowers and ATVs, and with a lack of snow over the winter, the state's vegetation is more likely to go up in smoke. The Duluth City Council has approved the developer for the next phase in the city's investment in sports facilities. According to a Northern News Now report, the city has hired RGG Planning and Design for the next phase of their athletics venues initiative, hoping to add indoor soccer, lacrosse, baseball, and softball facilities. Funding for the project will be provided by the tourism tax dollars designated for sports destination tourism. The projects will unfold in four phases, with the final phase scheduled to wrap up in 2033. Residents in Duluth's Hillside neighborhood may hear some regular sirens and explosions over the next couple of weeks. According to city officials, crews will be controlled blasting near 6th Avenue East between 1st and 2nd Street in preparation for the 6th Avenue Extension Project. The blasts will be done at noon and 4 p.m. each day from Monday to Friday, and to warn residents ahead of time, a siren will sound 5 minutes before the blast, 1 minute before the blast, and another time after its completion. The town of Hayward celebrated its 74th annual Muskie Festival over the weekend. The festival is one of the most popular events of the year in the area, getting hometown residents out and about and drawing in visitors from around the region. Earlier this year, the town also received a reward to put towards the festival from Cenex for finishing in the top three of their national hometown throwdown competition. According to a Northern News Now report, the event featured over 75 floats and 120 vendors. One person was killed and two others critically injured in a Sawyer County rollover crash over the weekend. According to the Sawyer County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred on Highline Road in the town of Bass Lake. Three passengers were ejected from the car, 19-year-old Reese Frederick of Hayward, a 16-year-old, and a 17-year-old. Frederick was pronounced deceased at the scene, and the other passengers were taken to the hospital. The 20-year-old driver was arrested, as authorities believe speed and alcohol were factors. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has declared a peacetime emergency due to flooding issues that left a number of roads around the Northlands underwater. According to a Northern News Now report, the declaration authorizes the Minnesota National Guard to be deployed to assist in flood recovery operations if local municipalities find they don't have the numbers or equipment to address the flooding damage. Last week, St. Louis County declared a state of local disaster to let them pursue federal or state funding for cleanup efforts. Duluth residents got a chance to take advantage of Spirit Mountain on a discount over the weekend. Spirit Mountain held their Spirit Loves Duluth Days event over the weekend, which gives residents the chance to get admission to different rides at the Adventure Park for just $5 per ride. The regular event is a way for Spirit Mountain officials to show their appreciation for the Duluth community and encourage them to get outside and get active. Spirit Mountain also holds a similar event during the winter months. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers with a comeback win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers trailed the Texas Rangers 3-1, then got a five-run rally started in the sixth, capped by a grand slam by the Brewers' Reese Hoskins on Valley Sports, Wisconsin.
His first home run since Philadelphia, and it was a big one.
The final, Milwaukee 6-3 over the Rangers. I asked Hoskins if he decided to swing at the first pitch or just react to the ball.
Just trying to get something up, regardless of, you know, first pitch or not. Just really trying to be ready to hit. Yeah, I think just the situation called for something up, and just happy to not miss it.
NFL, the Packers got the green light to build a third locker room to house teams when Lambeau Field hosts soccer games or college football. It's because the Packers will not allow visiting teams to use their locker room, even in the offseason. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. More good news for theater owners and studios regarding the summer box office. Moviegoers are back, at least for the time being. Inside Out 2 pulled in $101 million at the U.S. box office. The film took in $155 million its opening weekend and showed an impressive 33% drop-off in week two. Inside Out 2's second weekend is the best ever for an animated film and the seventh best second weekend at the box office of all time. The film about a young teen dealing with her emotions, who just happen to appear as hilarious characters in the film, shows no signs of relinquishing the top spot. A Quiet Place Day One opens this coming weekend and is expected to pull in roughly $42 million at the gate, but that probably won't be enough to knock off Inside Out 2, which would make it a three-week champ. Bad Boys is still riding and won't die, coming in second place again with $18 million, and newcomer The Bike Riders, a film about a motorcycle club in 1960s Chicago, opened in third with close to $10 million. It's always interesting when an actor rips on one of the movies he was the star of. Andrew McCarthy is doing everything he can to promote his new documentary Bratz on Hulu. During a recent interview, the 59-year-old actor took a shot at one of his own movies, 1986's Pretty in Pink, which was written by John Hughes and also starred Molly Ringwald and John Cryer. However, when asked how he thought it compared to his film Mannequin, he faked an injury and left the interview. Jason Biggs' wife recently let it be known she did not see American Pie until after the couple were married. Jenny Mollen claimed she was too highbrow at the time and busy spending time in indie video stores and doing high-end theater to watch the film. Biggs actually thought it was refreshing that his new girlfriend at the time had not seen it. Mollen eventually saw the film and said she enjoyed it and now understands why Biggs likes to attend bake sales alone. Justin Timberlake, while performing in front of a sold-out crowd in Chicago, addressed his recent driving while sloppy drunk charge in the Hamptons from the stage, telling the audience it's been a tough week. The crowd, most of whom probably spent an entire paycheck to get in, went crazy, showing rabid support for their idol as he continues to negotiate through this difficult time of leaving million-dollar homes and $100,000 cars and flying private jets to work. This kid's gonna be okay. Swifties come in all shapes and sizes, even ones that look like actors Hugh Grant and Tom Cruise. Both were spotted separately at Swift's Eras Tour in London at Wembley Stadium. Cruise was spotted trying to lay low. English thespian Grant, however, posted on social media giving high praise for Swift, her team, and Travis Kelce, after which he hashtagged tequila shots. Sounds like a wild night, but don't worry, Justin Timberlake was their designated driver. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the low 80s, mostly clear tonight with a low around 60. Sunshine, 75 on your Wednesday. For Thursday, chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high around 76. On Friday, showers, maybe a thunderstorm, again highs in the mid-70s.
Currently, 69 degrees.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio.